Graham Kemlow and Rita Ehrlich talk about an experience Rita had recently that should serve as a cautionary tale. While it might sound good to bundle up all of the elements of your trip and get one operator to bill you, it may not always be to your advantage if you don't read that fine print. Rita resolved the problem with a cruise line that wanted her to pay more than the original fare for a business class ticket in the package, as she explains it to Graham.
Now, Rita, you had an interesting experience with one of these all-inclusive cruise line bookings that you made. You were a little bit concerned about it?
I was. We paid for a business class upgrade on our fares. But when we said what flights we wanted, we were told that there would be a further cost. And I think it was because the upgrade allows for sort of what you'd call everyday flights. But what we wanted was clearly the flights that everyone else wants. So the prices were higher and clearly outside the budget. And we were asked to pay more.
This is where the cruise line not only looks after the cost of your
cruise
cabin,
But the booking,
transfers, and
all of that as well.
Right,
all of that as well.
Is that a common thing?
Look, I think it happens from time to time. And given their difficulties and our difficulties, I know why it doesn't happen all the time. Anyway, I got a bit snaky about the extra cost. And the company said very fairly, well, we will refund the money you paid for your airfare and you can do it all yourself.
Right.
And we did.
Okay.
And so that worked out. That worked out very well. But one of my objections was that when we paid our fares and the upgrade, at no point were we told that we might need to pay more. And so that was why I was snaky. So if you're doing things like that, because lots of companies will do a stay plus airfare, not only cruise companies, but I've looked at lots of things online.
Yeah,
a package.
Yeah.
Just double check what the airfare.
You would think business class is business class, but there are obviously various classes of business class.
No, it's to do with if you want the flight that everyone wants, leaving at a reasonable time of day, arriving at a reasonable time, and not having a 10-hour stopover at an airport, then the airfares are actually higher. If you do the search yourself, you will find there's a difference between in cost between the flights that leave, say, at 2 a.m. or 5 a.m. and give you a 6-hour stay at an airport.
Okay.
And those that arrive, you know, where you're there for an hour or two at an airport.
Okay. So all's well that ends well.
All's well that ends very well, and my wrist should be fully healed by the time we go away.
Right. Okay. And but basically, I think the bottom line for you with
is
this
double
story
check.
Is check the
double
fine
check.
Print.
Yep. Check the fine print and ask. Keep asking questions. Keep saying, but what happens if?
Yeah. Okay, Rita. Well,
and
I think that's valid.
Yeah, and the other thing is keep your good manners.
Yeah, I mean, getting snaky, I'm not suggesting you did this, but you see people at airports get upset with airport staff and then suddenly they don't get anything like the sort of attention that they probably should.
That's right. I mean, you can be cross but still be polite.
Indeed. It's not their particular fault. It's we're going to blame everything on AI shortly.
Yeah, it's always good to have something else to blame.
It is. Thank you, Rita.
Okay, Graham.
Rita Ehrlich there on the necessity of reading the fine print on bundled travel arrangements.